Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for taking the time to be with me at the start of a brand new week of broadcasting on the radio and podcasting on whatever device you listen on. Definition is both a radio broadcast and a podcast available from godisministry.org, where you can listen to this anytime. If you listen to Definition here on WEZE in Boston, you might want to sometimes hear this again. Well, that's easily done. Just get online and go to godisministry.org, and you'll see the podcast right in the center of the homepage. Click the play arrow and listen, or subscribe to the podcast and get it downloaded right onto your phone. You can take it with you wherever you go. Let's go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1. Last week we discussed verse 6, where the Apostle Paul, the author of this letter, identifies who are the Roman Christians, the recipients of this letter. He describes them first as, "among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ." And again, if you missed what was said last week, just get the podcast and get caught up on verse 6. This week, we come to verse 7 in Romans 1. And here the apostle continues to describe the people to whom he is writing. Let me read this verse for you. This is the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7. "To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." I am not exaggerating when I say that this verse is paramount to understanding what it means to be Christian, and we will therefore spend some time here. I want to make absolutely certain that you and me both understand what Paul is saying about the people to whom he writes, which includes all present-day believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you join as someone not yet embracing Jesus Christ, I'm so glad you've tuned in. This verse will tell you also what it means for a man or a woman such as yourself to be Christian. Suspend for our times together, for just these moments, your previous negative impressions of those who claim to be Christian. If you can, lay down that picture of the ignorant, annoying, hypocritical, quote-unquote Christian, and, as much as you can, join us with an open mind. Let's see who genuine Christian people are according to this verse in the Bible. I'm praying that what I have to share with you will help you to know who God is and how He relates to you. And this week you will find me splice into the teaching some personal story of how I relate to this verse. But just before we get to that, let me explain to you the order of verse 7. There are three terms here. The first is beloved of God. The second is called. And the third is saints. We'll start with the first one, the beloved of God. Then I will say something shorter about the called. And finally, we will come to what is meant by the word saints. Now, I will tell you that we will not get to all three this week, but let's see how far we can get with the first one, the beloved of God. And we'll start with that on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.